Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. Listen up and listen very closely. You know the Democrats want to replace Joe Biden. They have to replace Joe Biden if they want any chance of winning. Joe Biden has already lost this presidential race, which is why maybe a replacement is in the works. I'm seeing the Democrats up the ante, up the persona of Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Remember, folks, they made Barack Obama into the Democrats' virtual messiah in just a few weeks. They can take and transform Governor Wes Moore into the next messiah in just a few weeks. This, I believe, is who they want to rescue the Democrat Party. They know that Gavin Newsom of California is not well-liked. All the polling shows he's no good. Kamala Harris, disaster. Her approval ratings is lower than Joe Biden. Who's left? They know they got to go back with a minority because they're having such problems with the black vote now and President Trump recruiting all of these black voters over. Wes Moore makes sense. The problem is they've got a real challenge on their hands to get Joe Biden to step down. Nothing happens if Joe Biden says, I'm not moving away. But I want to focus on Wes Moore and I want to focus on the moves he has made over the last few days, from this pardoning of 175,000 criminals to going on Fox News and at times sounding like a moderate Republican. All by design, folks. All by design. And this debate on CNN, here's another tip for you. The CNN moderators may be charged with the task of sinking Joe Biden, not President Trump. We saw the report in the Daily Mail that said that many of the top Democrat insiders from Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary, Pelosi, and Schumer all want Joe Biden gone, and his last chance is this debate. They could set it up where he fails because the moderators go tough on Joe Biden. Could you imagine a CNN debate where they go tough on the Democrat? But again, it is designed to help the Democrats get a replacement for Joe Biden. We'll talk about all of this on the podcast today. Don't forget, folks, my friends over at the wellness company, twc.health/grant. It's where I want you to go. You need to take the precautions. We got this bird flu now. They want to make into the next disease X. Hoax or not, you got to make sure you have medications, ivermectin, antivirals, antiparasitics, Tamiflu, all of this in the medical emergency kits that wellness company will provide you. twc.health/grant. I've got a kit. You need to have a kit too. It should be part of your arsenal when it comes to keeping your family safe. twc.health/grant. Use that promo code GRANT for 10% off. All right, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, great to be along with you today. Don't forget my website, grantstinchfield.com, and social media, Stinchfield1776. So Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, young guy, 45. He is the product of a Cuban and Jamaican immigrants to Maryland. Fits the bill when it comes to what the Democrats need to probably rescue their party. He's well-spoken. He's very smart. He's a handsome dude. He is a young Barack Obama. This is what the Democrats need. Remember in 2006, 7, and into 8 when Barack Obama ended up running for president, they had turned Barack Obama from that speech that he gave at the Democrat convention, I guess it was in 2006. They had turned Barack Obama into literally the Messiah. Maybe it was 2007. I don't remember. But literally, they turned Barack Obama into the Messiah. Okay? They can do this with Wes Moore. And it starts with actions like this.
This morning, with deep pride and soberness, I will pardon over 175,000 convictions related to the possession of cannabis and cannabis paraphernalia. Maryland legalized cannabis by referendum. In March, we conducted our first adult use cannabis licensing round, and all 174 licenses were awarded exclusively to social equity applicants.
Oh boy, he talks the Democrats' language, doesn't he? Awarded to social equity advocates, which means let's make our friends in the Democrat Party rich by giving them the licenses. And of course, you know, the rich white folks are out. It'd be perfect to play the race card, but he'll do it with a smile, folks. And that's what the Democrats need. And then he comes and he pardons all of these cannabis users, paraphernalia possessors, 175,000 of them in the state of Maryland. He pardons them. Now, this is something Kamala Harris can't say. Kamala Harris was the very person who put all these people away in California. She was the lock a brother up candidate when she ran for, what was it, Attorney General in California. And then ultimately, of course, becoming the Vice President of the United States. Kamala Harris missed lock a brother up. Now compare that to Wes Moore now with this pardon deal. He is being marched out. This is designed to send a message to black folks everywhere, Hispanic folks everywhere. I'm going to be your ally. Now you watch, you mark my words. If it comes time where they can talk Joe Biden into stepping down, this is going to be the guy.
And to be clear, that's the first time that that has happened in our nation's history.
Yes.
We know that legalization does not turn back the clock on decades of harm that was caused by this war on drugs. It doesn't erase the fact that black Marylanders were three times more likely to be arrested for cannabis than white Marylanders before legalization.
Was it because they were black, or was it because there were more of them using the drugs? I don't know, but it's a legitimate question. I tend to have a feeling I know exactly where it's going. And these are not just people that were casually smoking marijuana. My assumption is if you were convicted of one of these charges, you were engaged in dealing drugs at a time when it was illegal. If something's illegal, it's illegal. Anyway, I'm not here to argue the benefits of the legalization of marijuana or not, or whether we should keep it criminalized. What I'm here to tell you is that Wes Moore is capitalizing on a very, very powerful platform. And that is, pardon these people that were put in jail, mostly people of color, and then set himself up for a run for the presidency. Now, maybe he's set to take out Joe Biden because Joe Biden said this about, here we go. Joe Biden said this about Wes Moore.
And you got a hell of a new governor in Wes Moore, I tell you.
Wait for it, folks.
He's the real deal, and the boy looks like he can still play. He got some guns on him.
The boy? So Joe Biden, the racist president, the most racist president we've had in recent American history, just called Wes Moore boy, okay? Not good. I remember talking about this here. I'm not even sure Wes Moore played football. I didn't see that in his bio. Maybe I do know this. He was in the United States Army, Army Reserves. God bless him for that. I'm grateful. He went to Oxford where he earned a master's, similar to Barack Obama, investment banker, unlike Barack Obama. Apparently, when he was young, he got involved in petty crime. Now, you would think normally this would hurt a candidate. No, he gets involved in petty crime. His parents step in. They send him to military school. Turns his life around. That's actually going to work in his favor. He's going to be one of these guys. I was there. I was doing this stuff. I know what it's like to turn your life around. It can be done. He could serve as an inspiration for a lot of people, except he goes down this road of the race war. He goes down this road of equity. He talks about equity all the time. Equity is equal outcomes for everyone. That means mediocrity. Perfect for the Democrat Party, right? This is what they want. Bring everybody that's having success down to the lowest common denominator. That's not what we want as Americans, but it's what the Democrat Party wants. Equality is equal opportunity for everyone. That's what I want. Regardless of your skin color, you ought to have equal opportunity for success. But no, he talks about equity. But here's some of his background that makes him an interesting character. He started a TV production company, produced content for Oprah Winfrey. So He, like a Donald Trump, is going to know what sells on TV. Okay, he's going to know how to deal with that. And this was maybe the most interesting. He was a White House fellow in 2006 under Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice, a Republican, albeit a rhino Republican, appoints Wes Moore as a White House fellow in 2006. So Wes Moore must have some, at least, rhino leanings. At times, he sounds like a Republican. He certainly acts way more like a Democrat. Okay? He does. But that's what the Democrats want. They want someone that's going to appear to be a moderate when in reality is a radical. Okay? He's got some issues in his background. He's got a couple bad things. We'll talk about those in a second, folks. But before we do that, I'm going to play an interview for you that he was on Fox News. We'll talk about how important this Fox News interview was. But first, before I do, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. It's where I want you to go to become part of a parallel economy. So many of the companies out there are funding the woke ideology of the left. Why would you pay money to have a cell phone to companies that literally engage in this woke ideology? The big three cell phone companies come right to mind. Literally, you can choose which network you want to be on when you go to Patriot Mobile. So they have a performance guarantee that's like none other. You can literally switch between networks if it's not working well in your area. You can't do that with the other cell phone companies. Keep your number. Keep your phone. Get a new phone. Upgrade your phone. Patriot Mobile can do all of it. And they even have a plan called the Patriot One plan. One phone, two lines, two networks. I have it. My phone is a Patriot One, one phone, two line phone. And it works great. I was in Miami. The network I was on wasn't great. So I used my phone number on the other network and I was flying high, baby. I mean, it was awesome. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. Use the promo code Grant for 10% off. 972-PATRIOT is the number to call. 972-PATRIOT. Do it today and tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right, as we talk about Wes Moore, and I believe the Democrats setting him up as they go on a whirlwind publicity tour, first pardoning the $175,000 for marijuana possession. He makes big news on that. Now he's going to go on, of all places, not CNN, not MSNBC, but Fox News. Why? To get moderates reined in. Listen to him here.
When a murder happens in Maryland and you find out.
This, by the way, is talking about Rachel Morin, who was murdered in Maryland, the mother of five, 37 years old, murdered by this El Salvadorian illegal alien who comes to the country about a year ago, sneaks in, murders Rachel Morin just a few months later, goes to L.A., does a wild home invasion there. And remember, this is a guy who killed a woman and her kid in El Salvador before fleeing to the United States, thanks to Joe Biden's open border policies. He captures Rachel Morin while she's jogging, this beautiful mother of five. This is on the Democrats. The blood of Rachel Morin is on the hands of Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, and of course, Joe Biden. What does Wes Moore have to say about all this?
That Victor Hernandez didn't even belong here to begin with. With a horrible record in El Salvador, and it brings that to America. Your thoughts?
I'm infuriated, and our state is still mourning. I mean, this is a mother of five, someone who had her life ahead of her, many celebrations with her family ahead of her, and her life was cut short. And you know, and when people think about the border crisis and they think that this is only impacting a handful of states, you know, Harford County in our state, where this brutal murder happened, is 1,800 miles away from the border. And so when people think this is only impacting a few states, this is impacting every single one of us. This inaction that we continue to see to get any form of sensible immigration policy done is impacting all of us, because all of us in local jurisdictions deal with the consequences of this.
So, sounds like a pretty darn good answer. Sounds like he throws Joe Biden under the bus a little bit. Now, he'll come back and rescue his comments there. But he sounds like a Republican until he talks about solutions and what he wants. And I'll play this for you because Kilmeade presses him a little bit on this. But that answer is what Americans want to hear, including Democrats. It's the answer that Joe Biden isn't giving him. I think the Democrats have realized their radical open border policy is failing them now. But the only reason they're acknowledging this now is not only because they're going to lose the election in November, but maybe, just maybe, they have enough voters here. Maybe the Democrats' open border policies, the 13 million people they've allowed into the United States, has given them the advantage they need. We know that in California, illegals will be voting. We know that there are other states you don't need to show ID to get a driver's license, and they'll give driver's licenses to illegals. And we know when you sign up for a driver's license, the first thing they do is register you to vote. So we know illegals will be voting. Maybe they recruited enough votes. Maybe that's why he gets away with saying stuff like this. Now, Kilmeade presses him.
So, Governor, I saw you on Sunday, and you said, well, if the Republicans only didn't get in the way of that bipartisan legislation, things like this wouldn't happen. But when you see Victor Hernandez, he was stopped in El Paso, rejected. He was stopped in New Mexico twice, rejected. The third time, he came through as a gotaway, he got through. So these criminals were able to get through. We got 7.4 million. Even if that legislation had passed as is, 4,000 are let through annually. It wouldn't have even kicked into 270 days. So would you say the legislation not passing or passing is a bit of a reach, doesn't even apply here?
No, and I don't think this is partisan either. I don't put the blame on a singular political party, because the truth is that many of the anchors of the bill were Republicans. I mean, Senator Lankford was one of the authors and was one of the champions
saying nothing
of this
to do
bill.
With this.
So this was, well, no, but my point is, we're not talking about a singular bill. We're talking about something that has been broken for a very long time. This is not just about this Congress. This is not just about this group of legislators.
But no one's been worse at the border than the president. He's got this current president. No one's been worse than him. You have to agree with that.
This thing is so long standing, and there's been a lack of courage that we have seen for a long period of time in Washington that has allowed this to take place, that's allowed our states to then and the people of our states who we protect. And there's nothing I take more seriously than public safety, but that are allowing people in my state to become victims because of a long standing inaction that we continue to see across Congress. And we've got to move on this,
folks. Y'all better start shaking in your boots. This guy is good. Now, President Trump can beat him because President Trump has a track record that has proven to be successful. Americans know that. This guy is unproven. He does not have a track record. But man, he walks the walk and talks the talk. Well, I don't know if he walks the walk, but he talks the talk for sure. And he turned that answer around to an answer a Republican could give. The system, when it comes to immigration, has been broken for decades. It is Republicans' fault. It is Democrats' fault. But here's the reality, which Kilmeade didn't push back on. President Trump turned it around. We had it fixed. 2016 to 2020, fixed. Perfect? No. But on the way to perfection, better than it had ever been before. So we know President Trump can do that. But this answer did not really defend Joe Biden. Now, he knows if he's going to take over for Joe Biden, he can't totally slam him. So he's got to praise him at some point. And this worries me, because is Fox News in on the game? I would hope not. I can't see Kilmeade being in on the game. But someplace along the way, Wes Moore is tasked with going on Fox News to set this all up. Watch this.
And if he can get this done quickly, this would be a great launching pad for him. So far, you're doing it. And that's why people are floating your name as a possible President Biden replacement should the wheels come off come the August convention.
First off, you see him smirk? He gives a little bit of a tell. I want you to watch him here. He's smirking when that question is being asked, as if a little bit of, could you imagine this would be the greatest thing that ever happened to me? Oh, he's on to me.
Your reaction.
I'm full-throated in my support of President Biden, because I know so much of the momentum that we've been able to see in the state of Maryland. You know, when I was first inaugurated, we were 43rd in unemployment. Now we have amongst the lowest unemployment rates in the entire country that we've been able to slap.
Again, a result of COVID and hiring back when he was elected. Okay. So that is not because of Joe Biden, but I love, he has a smile on his face when being asked about this, thinking I could be the next most powerful man in the world.
The homicide rates and the violent crime rates in the state of Maryland, where Baltimore now is the fastest drop of homicides of almost any major American city in this country. We've done it because we've moved by.
When you're super fat, okay, it is really easy to lose lots of weight. You see obese people lose 30, 40 pounds in a few weeks like that. I weigh 190 pounds. It would take me months to lose 30 pounds, right? Not that I would want to, but it would take me months. This is the same thing when it comes to homicide. You can have a huge drop in homicide when you have so many freaking homicides. Your city is one of the most dangerous in the country. And even with that huge drop, you're still one of the most dangerous cities in the country. This is like an obese person who weighs 500 pounds and they lose 30 pounds. They still now weigh 470 pounds. They're still obese. But he uses it slick, man. He's slick like Obama to his advantage.
Partisan. We've done it because right. We've moved and built bridges. We've done it in partnership with the Biden administration. And I'm excited for another 4 years to have a chance to work with President Biden.
What about if your name was offered as a possible replacement? Should something happen at the convention? How would you feel about that?
Do you think you're smile ready? Again.
I think that President Biden is not just the nominee. President Biden is the best candidate for the presidency, and it's the reason I'm supporting him, and the reason that I look forward to engaging all throughout the campaign season to get him reelected.
Do you see that smile? That smile right there tells the entire story. So as good as a politician he is, I bet you he's a horrible poker player, because I can read that man's face. Like the worst poker player at the table. The guy that's the mark. That's it right there. He's excited about this prospect. Okay? And he fits right in. You know, I told you, he sounds great. He sounds tough on immigration, all this stuff. And I'm going to be dropping crime and this, that. But he's still got to relate to the everyday Democrat.
Right on, Maryland. We are here in Annapolis for the Annapolis Pride Parade. First governor in the history of Maryland to attend the Annapolis Pride Parade. And I am so excited and grateful for this community, for all of our communities. Happy Pride, Maryland, everybody. Be you, be proud, be Maryland. This is what makes Maryland extraordinary. It's when everyone feels a sense of belonging in their own skin.
All right, so here's the thing with this guy. He's a likable guy. Now, I will tell you, Barack Obama came off as a likable guy early on, and then you saw how devious that guy got. Barack Obama, I do not like that man. That man, I believe, has evil intentions when it comes to America. I can't say that about Wes Moore. He served in the United States military. I don't know what Wes Moore's intentions are. I know I don't agree with his politics. I know he scares me because he has a D next to his name, and anybody with a D next to their name scares me. I've got to really see what this guy's about. But if you're in the Democrat Party, you obviously have no common sense. You don't know what's best for America. Every single policy you push is a bad policy. But so far, the guy looks like a likable guy. Unlike Kamala Harris, not likable at all. Unlike Gavin Newsom, nobody likes that guy. He comes off as slimy. Slick Gavin. So this is dangerous right here. And I told you, Kamala Harris is not likable. She's not likable for a reason, because she's very much like Joe Biden in the fact that she makes no sense. Watch this.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time.
So the importance of
the passage of time, the passage of time, the passage of time. How about the importance of community banks?
Community banks, as they are, as they are called, they're in the community, led by members of the community. They are people who understand the capacity of the community, the needs of the community.
Trump.
I think what she's saying is community banks are in the community. And well, in fact, she did say that. I mean, this is why no one likes Kamala Harris. She's dumb. D-U-M-B dumb. That's what she is. She's a ding-dong.
Space is exciting.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
Oh boy. You know? Imagine what can be to be unburdened by what can be undone, you know? We've gone through that one. She uses that one all the time and it still doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't. So she can't take over for Joe Biden. She would lose instantly to President Trump. Now, I think President Trump is the best he has ever been right now. I think President Trump is on his game. He is sharp. He is likable. He is personable. He is funny. He is determined. He has resolve. He has the strength to take the fight to the left. And yet now he is doing it with a smile. President Trump has almost turned his back on the mean President Trump and embraced a compassionate President Trump that I see as the next greatest president of the United States, next to the first greatest president of the United States, which happened to be President Trump in 45. 45 and 47, the two best presidents of the United States. That's how I see it. So I don't think there's anybody that can beat him right now. But I can tell you Joe Biden doesn't have a shot at it. So a guy like Wes Moore maybe marched in. Here's why Joe Biden doesn't have a shot at it. And this is why the mainstream media is doing what they are doing and trying to make excuses for him. They literally gaslight, tell you what you're seeing is false.
Start your tape right now because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
She knows so long as she was denied.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation is remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
I was sitting, you know, a 2 feet from him across the table, and he was, you know, intense.
Have trouble walking sometimes? Yeah, so did FDR. He wanted GD war.
But he's totally focused. He's very sharp.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on.
Very lucid, very well informed. Biden is stately, and he comes with gravitas.
There hasn't been, as far as I know, a single claim that Biden made a mistake.
Ageism is an issue. Americans have a rich history of holding people's physical characteristics against them. Okay, you can ask African Americans.
He's older. That doesn't mean that he is unfit, and there's a lot of ageism there.
Now, this age attack, this obsession by the right.
Joe Biden may not be able to speak for himself the way that he used to.
They want to think to take on government if we get out of line, which they're talking again about, and that's him lying around.
I think people should be speaking up for Joe Biden.
Americans and reporters in the media are just judging him by a physical appearance, and it's horribly unfair. Age is an asset.
He showed exactly how with it he is.
The flip side of this coin is that he has a tremendous amount of wisdom and experience.
Have you heard any concerns from anyone who has met with President Biden about him seeming a little slower?
No.
More wild speculation from a bunch of people who have probably never been in a room with Joe Biden and certainly don't have medical degrees that I'm aware of.
You don't get paid for performance to be president. You don't. The job is not a job of endurance. I don't see Donald Trump out bike riding like Joe Biden.
It's the Hillary's email. All they have is that he's old.
He can clear a dementia bar, and that's probably a win.
The media are not fair, and they're getting less and less fair, and things are frightening. You have
Wall Street Journal running a horribly sourced piece saying that Biden is unfit.
Dubious Wall Street Journal report about the president's acuity.
Shoddy story by the Wall Street Journal questioning Biden's mental fitness.
Wall Street Journal story had a lot of flaws, as you said. But Sinclair, they didn't do any original reporting. They didn't follow up. They didn't do any work.
The hero of today is Hirsch Goldberg-Poland is still, he is not here with us, but he's still being held by Hamas.
But a huge part of the Mueller report talks about Russian disinformation tactics. And one of the themes this election cycle is that Joe Biden is too old to lead. And so everyone is seizing upon this. And it is a classic disinformation tactic. And I think the best thing that we can do is to prepare the American people for this false narrative.
I played the whole thing. It's 3 minutes long. It's literally classic of them gaslighting the American people, telling you what you know is false. What you see is not really there. Well, it is. And I have never been in contact with anyone from Russian higher-ups or the KGB or Vladimir Putin or anybody that works for him. No one's ever told me to push this narrative. And yet I'm apparently spewing Russian disinformation when I see for myself a man who looks like he's shitting his pants, when I see a man for myself who is shaking hands with a ghost, when I see for myself a man who stumbles after every single word, when I see for myself a man who cannot get through a sentence, much less a speech, and they tell me this is Russian disinformation, when I see a man wander off because he sees something shiny off on the horizon, when I see a man who freezes on stage and has to be reeled in by Barack Obama, this is Russian disinformation? I don't think so. The laptop wasn't Russian disinformation either, folks. Neither is this. It's going to do it for us. Hey, folks, do me a favor. Stinchfield, Real America's Voice, tonight. Make sure you check it out. 7 p.m. Eastern time on Real America's Voice. Please go to the website, grantstinchfield.com. Grantstinchfield.com. Subscribe there to the email list so I can keep in touch with you. So, so very important as the real threat of cancellation always looms large. My email list is my way to communicate with you. So please sign up there. Grantstinchfield.com. Grantstinchfield.com. Stinchfield 1776 on all the social media platforms. Again, Real America's Voice tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time. I will see you there. Stinchfield's Army rolls. Thank you all for watching. See you tomorrow.